Now, Bahraini police have clashed with demonstrators protesting the regime's decision to dissolve the Al-Wefaq opposition group. Police fired tear gas to disperse protesters in the capital, Manama. The demonstrators also voiced support for a prominent Shia scholar, Sheikh Isa Qasim. A senior cleric has been stripped of his citizenship in line with Manama's continued crackdown on dissent. Meanwhile, Iran's foreign ministry has reacted to the Bahraini court's decision to dissolve the country's main opposition movement. The ministry slammed the move as counterproductive, saying it's aimed at exerting more pressure on moderate individuals and societies in the country. Tehran also warned that such behaviors would further complicate the situation and pave the way for more aggressive approaches. Now, Mr. Colin Cavell is joining us out of West Virginia, that is. He's a former lecturer at the University of Bahrain. Now, Professor Cavell, Manama has been incarcerating senior opposition figures and stripping them of their respective citizenship, and now it's dissolved the Al-Wefaq opposition group. Yet, none of these actions seem to be curbing the people's desire to stop fighting for their rights, for democracy. Your take?
What the monarch has done is put down a gauntlet toward the opposition. And what they are saying is that you are a faction, a political faction, that has to be gotten rid of. Now, this question of faction was addressed by the founders of the American Republic back in the 1700s. And James Madison, in one of the most famous Federalist essays, number 10, he wrote that there are two methods of removing the causes of faction. The one by destroying the liberty which is essential to its existence, the other by giving to every citizen the same opinion, the same passions, and the same interests. Now, he said, with regards to the first remedy, that it removing it is worse than the disease, because liberty is to faction what air is to fire. In other words, destroying liberty is worse than the disease of faction. Now, these are basic rules of politics that have served the United States in its development. And I think Federalist number 10 is a very important essay on how government works. Madison continues that annihilating liberty is akin to annihilating air, for just as air is essential to animal life, so too is liberty essential to human life. Hence, the Al-Khalifa attempt to destroy all liberty in Bahrain is in actuality a death sentence for the country. And so Bahrainis must fight for their life now, their very existence.
And when Manama sees this, when they see the people have this kind of resolve to stand where they've been standing after all the killings, jailings, the torture, the suppression, the oppression, they're still protesting and they're not going away. Why doesn't Manama decide to entertain some kind of dialogue for some kind of reform or change?
Because the king, the monarchy, is also at an existential point. One or the other is going to survive. Either the monarchy will survive and prevail and the opposition will be obliterated, or the opposition will survive and prevail and the monarchy must be removed from any sort of power in Bahrain.
So we're ruling out a peaceful coexistence here, or at least Al-Khalifa family is.
I think the Al-Khalifas have decided long ago that there will be no concessions to the opposition, that whatever talks they hold are a mere guise to fool the international public, to make them think that some change is going on, but they are determined not to make any change in their absolute monarchy. And so, yes, it is going, they are forcing the people to lay down their peaceful methods and to think out of the box.
Thank you, Mr. Colin Cavill, for your contribution to the program, sir. That was Mr. Colin Cavill joining us out of West Virginia, former lecturer at the University of Bahrain.